Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Torres. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pinson moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pinson. Blair reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pinson. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Nelson Briles now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Grich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Otis reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayberry moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Chappe now playing right field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Tony Soleta pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Tony Soleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soleta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Soleta reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Tony Soleta. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.